Blog Talk Radio.
After 5 days of an office full of stupid, come Friday, I emerge to get stupid, and when I get stupid, I get stupid with Jay and Matt Mann on Blog Talk Radio. When listening to them, my IQ goes up and my panties go down.
Do you have the time to listen to me whine about nothing and everything all at once?
Do you understand me?
I am
crazy.
One of those.
Fuck.
Now I try to have it cool.
You filthy
crazies.
Gonads are useful for their purpose, but they are no substitute for brains.
It's that time my breakthrough joined me. It all keeps setting up. I think I'm cracking up. Am I just paranoid? Yes, I'm just.
I like some Frank Frack taters.
I wish you a drink to have a little drink. Keep singing like a sex that brings me down.
As God is my witness, I thought turkeys could fly.
Hola, and cheers, and welcome to I'm With Stupid. This is Matt Mann. I'm emanating live from Bagwine, Ohio, and not sitting next to me, as usual, is J-Man, because J-Man is on remote location. J-Man, where are you emanating tonight, if from anywhere?
Hola, bitches. I am coming to you live from exotic and enchanting Omaha, Nebraska.
Hello.
Can you hear me?
Yeah. When you said Omaha, Nebraska, I just dropped everything.
What, you knew I was going to be there, didn't you? I put in for the vacation time and scheduled the satellite truck.
And how is the satellite truck? Did you have any problems with it?
No, none at all. Got here about an hour ago, and we got things set up and did a couple of sound checks and made sure that the magic of Google works in Omaha just like it does in Redneckville, and looks like everything's going to be all right.
Well, that's good, because evidently it works better than it does in Bagwine, Ohio.
Well, that old Poncho, he's pretty good with that truck. He keeps it running, you know.
He is the man.
Yeah. And, you know, we took a risk buying that truck, from a used truck from Telemundo like that, but it seems to be working okay.
Rick Sanchez didn't want to give it up, but he did.
Yeah. Of course, the homeowners association's already pissed, you know, the thing taking up so much room out there. And
well, you know, unsightly. When you're parked along the street and then you got that big dish and shit.
Yeah. And of course, Poncho had to hack into to NASA to get an uplink for us, and then he sent it out over the Hubble telescope and then the International Space Station, and then finally it bounces off Kim Kardashian's ass. And everyone's home.
And what doesn't?
And what doesn't, exactly. You know, a quarter would.
Oh, okay. But you're in Omaha because you went up there for Thanksgiving dinner. And I'm trying to yell because I'm sure my phone's not working very well. But
I can hear you pretty good.
I know you can. I'm just hoping everyone else can. And so why are you up there for Thanksgiving?
Up here for Thanksgiving. That's where the family is. And we've came up today. We'll be here and through next Friday. We'll go home on Black Friday. And just looking for, you know, just a big time in Omaha. It's a nice town. Lots of stuff to do up here.
Like what?
Actually, a few hours here in town, and I'm already feeling much more reasonable and sensible about things. I'm perfectly willing to drive 2 miles an hour below the speed limit like they do, and when the light turns green, I'll sit there for about 10 seconds and wait to make sure the intersection is completely cleared before I go, because there's no reason to be in a hurry.
You're like the Norman Rockwell of drivers, aren't you?
I did pretty good. We have a friend of the family came up here with us, and we brought her a minivan, and it doesn't have a horn. The horn doesn't work, which really only became a problem once we got into town, and there's some old geezer in front of me just tootling along, and it was driving me crazy. And so I hit the steering wheel like three times, looking, trying to honk my horn at it. The damn horn didn't work.
I do have to stop you right there. Did you just say you were tootling along?
Tootling along, that's right.
I mean, that's cute, but it's also very gay, and nothing, not that there's anything wrong with that, but...
oh, no.
I mean, tootling, that's cute.
Well, I know you're a word guy, so I figured you'd enjoy that. So yesterday, Matt, was the Great American Smokeout.
Yes, it was. And I'm sure you participated.
I knew you did.
Well, and I appreciate that, you know, no one else asked me about this, but I appreciate that you care about my health. No one else does. No one else cares that I have emphysema and all that. But I'm glad you brought that up, because yesterday I quit smoking. I participated in the Great American Smokeout. Of course, I ate 18 Snickers bars, drank a gallon of water, and ate 17 sub sandwiches. So,
but you got through the day, right?
Well, I got through the day, but today to rectify everything, I brushed my teeth, I made myself throw up, and I smoked a carton of Camel non-filters just to get myself back on keel.
So you should be feeling better by tomorrow morning.
I do. No, I feel better now.
All right. So, well, we got a big show. It's all about Thanksgiving. It's a wonderful time of year. And a lot of towns across America. Go ahead.
And the best thing about America at Thanksgiving is that every small town through America, big, large, whatever, they just celebrate Thanksgiving. And I think it was cute because you said something to me about that. And what's going on there in Omaha there, Jay?
Well, turns out they're having a big Thanksgiving festival here. Found out about it as soon as I got to town, and because we are a public service, I agreed to run their promo for them.
Of course you did.
All right. So we'll just go ahead and run that.
Hey, kids. This is Dave Rexick inviting you to join me and my wife, Anna, at this year's Thanksgiving Festival. It all starts at noon with the parade. This year's theme is Shake Your Giblets. After the parade, we'll hold the turkey shoot for kids ages 4 and up. Don't forget to bring your own guns and ammo, though. Then the Miss Butterball competition for girls aged 12 to 16 with special judges former South Carolina Senate candidate Alvin Green, actor Jeffrey Jones from Ferris Bueller's Day Off, and musician Pete Townsend. The winner will get a free Brazilian at Intuition Day Spa. Then, starting at 6 p.m., we'll hold the turkey frying dinner with all the fixings for only $5.95 a person at the door. Remember, though, if you just want dark meat, you'll have to come in the back door. It'll be a good time for the whole family, so come on out to the Children's Center here in town for a really great Thanksgiving festival.
So there we go.
That's very good.
Yep. Looks like they're going to have a good time there. I think I'm probably going to miss it. We got other plans, but...
Oh, really?
But anyway, I thought it was...
Well, what do you have in plan? What do you have in mind, you and your family?
I was afraid you'd ask that.
Of course you were.
That's not on the script. Anyway... Now, I really don't know for sure what all we're going to be doing, but I think we're going to be busy. Probably.
What does that mean?
Well, you know, we got. Well, I'm staring at a whole bunch of bottles of scotch and bourbon here in the bar. I'm emanating live from the basement pub of my sister and brother-in-law's house, and so I'll probably be spending time down here.
Well, that's good. That's always good. I will ask you, since we're talking about Thanksgiving, what are you guys going to be eating on Thanksgiving, if anything?
But I tell you what, it's already started. My sister is a really tremendous cook, and we got here today, and she had made cookies. These little they're pumpkin cookies, like little pumpkin cookie sandwiches with this cream cheese filling in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
Delicious. See, that's how things get started around here. We had a big old Petit Jean ham that they cooked all afternoon. We had ham tonight, and then of course for Thanksgiving dinner though, which is what I think you were asking about, we're going to be pretty traditional. We're going to be pretty traditional and go with the turkey and the stuffing and the mashed potatoes and the green bean casserole and rolls and wine. Lots and lots of wine.
That's good. It's always good to have wine, especially when the family's involved.
Exactly. And what are you and the Shmoopalicious going to be having?
We're going to be having about the same thing. I'm going to make probably a turkey breast, throw it in the crock pot with some chicken broth, some carrots, onions, peas, whatever, and then some rolls, and make some green bean casserole.
Oh yeah, I knew you were a breast man.
I am a breast man. We do, and Jay, I know you know about this, and we kind of talked about it, and we didn't really want to do it, but folks, we did want to give PETA a shout-out because we wanted to give them a chance to give us alternatives to what we could eat instead of turkey on Thanksgiving.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Some people out there don't really care about the fact that they stick a turkey down in a machine and chops its head off. It upsets them.
Exactly. So we gave PETA a chance to talk about that, and here's the interview. This is me talking to Connie Lingus, a nice woman. So here we go.
Ladies and gentlemen, Jay and I cut up often on this show, but we are also here to do a public service from time to time. And in that regard, we welcome Connie Lingus. Connie Lingus is the president of the Southwest Ohio chapter of PETA. Welcome to I'm with Stupid, Miss Connie Lingus.
Well, thank you, Matt Mann. Thanks for having me on.
The pleasure is all ours, and let me ask you, I know PETA has a thing about wearing or eating animals in any way,
but we do.
Well, I assume you guys and gals are opposed to the eating of turkey on Thanksgiving.
Yes, we are. We find the consumption of turkey to be foul.
Ha! Foul. That's funny.
What?
Seriously, I'm sorry. Instead of rehashing the same kill the baby turkey or not argument we are having, you are on in order to give our listening public some pro-animal alternatives to having turkey for their Thanksgiving meal. Fair enough?
Certainly, and we at PETA appreciate it.
Well, I think we can all agree that if we could have taste without killing animals, we'd all be happy.
And everyone can.
Well, so you say. But how do we do that? I mean, for instance, what can we eat at Thanksgiving and still have a delicious and thankful dinner consisting of turkey? I mean, seriously, Connie. What are the alternatives that you and PETA offer for the goodness that is turkey?
Well, you can always, as we have taught it in the past, make a turkey out of tofu and also out of soybeans. But this year we have a new and cutting-edge idea.
Really? What's that?
Make a turkey out of ham.
Ham?
Sure, it would be way cool and animal friendly.
Connie, Ms. Lingus, come on. You do know where ham comes from,
sure,
right?
Sure, it comes from ham.
Yeah, but ham is...
Ham is plentiful and doesn't unbalance nature's delicate access to the killing of turkeys.
Connie, ham comes from pigs, from hogs, from swine.
Oh, I did not know that.
Well, now you do.
I know something else now, too.
What's that?
I'm probably going to get fired.
Well, enjoy your pink slip and your tofu turkey, Connie. This is Matt Man bringing you another exclusive I'm with Stupid interview.
It's amazing that we get all these great guests.
It is, and you know what? I think I like Miss Connie Lingus. I think I like her a lot.
Yeah, she's kind of hot.
Sounds it.
She had a bun in her hair, but it was still cool.
All right. Well, so anyway, there we go with that again, being a public service that we are. And, shout out to Desert Rat in the chat room.
Yeah, I just saw that myself.
How you doing? And they're also shout out to Diane. And to
Mike.
And Bongo 52 is actually my brother-in-law, who's actually
okay.
Right across the room
we
here.
We have got a large
Say
audience
LOL.
Tonight. I think we're up to what, six?
Six people in the chat room. Things out of control, man.
I know. It's happening.
Okay, so if anybody out there would like to call in, our call-in number is...
appreciated.
Our call-in number is 661-244-9852, and you can tell us all the things that you're thankful for and tell us about your family Thanksgiving traditions. We don't really have any big traditions other than just getting together and having the Thanksgiving meal and hanging out around here.
Really?
That's pretty much what we do.
Is there anything?
No. You know, if like I say, if it was for my sister, and she loves to do this, she loves to cook the big meal and have people over and everything like that. If it weren't for that, then my mother and I would probably just go to Shoney's and have their Thanksgiving. Well, you know, you don't have to clean anything up. You just go and you get the buffet.
I understand that. And
I
don't know if you remember this, but when I spent 3 months in West Virginia, my hotel room was next door to a Shoney's, and on the door it said, "Shirt and shoes appreciated." It didn't say required. It just said appreciated. I always thought that was the funniest thing.
Did you wear your shirt and your shoes?
Yeah.
When you went in?
Oh my God, yes.
Oh. Okay. You didn't want him to think you were some redneck from Ohio or something, right?
Exactly.
Hey, we have a caller.
Oh, we do.
Yes, 732. You're with Stupid.
I'm thankful for Maddie and J-Man.
Aww.
Oh,
we're
Diane.
Thankful for Diane. How's it going, babe?
I'm going good. I'm okay. I had a traffic nightmare today.
Uh-oh. Tell us about it.
First official gridlock day.
Oh.
It's so simple to merge. It's like a deck of cards. Just one goes, then the other. One and then the other.
Yeah, go ahead.
No, people are just so freaking stupid.
Yep. We were coming through Kansas City.
They should have a radio show about that.
They should. We were coming through Kansas City, and they have all kinds of road construction going on there. And we were creeping along at about 10, 15 miles an hour. But it flowed, you know. It people finally got on through. It cost us a lot of time, and it was annoying. But, you know, at the time, it was annoying. Now, looking back at it, we actually traffic actually did flow on through pretty good. And that's what you get with these sensible Midwesterners, as opposed to
Jersey types. Yeah, I don't mind moving. Even at the slowest speed, at least you're moving forward. It's the, like, you know, we're going 70, we're at a dead stop. We're going 70, we're at a dead stop.
I'll tell you what, you know. Diane.
Hey, honey.
I'm going to back you up again because we're going to let another caller come in, too.
Absolutely.
Cool. 602, you're on the air and you're backing up Diane, goddammit.
Oh, man, that's going to be a tough act to follow.
Would this
be the rat?
It be the rat.
Hello, desert rat.
Wow.
How's it going, Diane? It sounds like you had a shitty day.
And it doesn't matter how big a horn you have. I'm sorry, but I need a freaking, like, I need a Sarah Palin shotgun.
I really want a super-sized puffy middle finger. Like they hold the number ones at football games and shit. I want a big puffy middle finger that I could just, like, hold out the car window.
That would be so, you know, actually, you should invent that.
Oh, we could. We could be rich.
And freaking sell it online.
Oh, okay. I hope all the rest of the listeners realize that we had the idea first.
Well, I'm a lawyer.
Oh, excellent. Okay, let's patent.
So I am officially copywriting.
That's
by the powers vested in me. By the powers vested in me, by every lawyer I've ever screwed, I am copywriting this idea, Desert. It's all yours.
Fantastic. The puffy middle finger.
You fly your finger proud, girl.
I am so there.
When you guys get rich, you could then sponsor this show.
Absolutely.
We could sponsor the show. We could put I'm with Stupid on the puffy finger.
Yes, you could.
And have variations of it also.
Yeah.
Because I think there needs to be, like, you know, you're too stupid to be stupid.
Yeah, you're not even stupid enough to be with I'm with Stupid. Or no.
There you go.
Right.
Exactly.
You're too stupid to be with I'm with Stupid. You are.
You don't
stupid.
Have enough class to be with Stupid.
I've become completely lost right now.
I don't know, but Mike is patenting already. He's got his own basement patent machine. Mike's a good guy. He wouldn't screw us.
Oh,
wait,
yeah,
no.
It's always the quiet ones.
It's always the quiet ones.
Mike, you're not hijacking the puppy finger idea, are you?
Well, Mike's not on the air.
Yeah, but you got to wait.
No, he's in the chat room.
Unless I miss something, he's not on the air right now.
No, he's not on the air.
Right.
He's in the chat room, and he just
but
chatted.
You know,
now, maybe
Matt,
last week, maybe
oh,
last week
late.
I would have missed that, but not tonight.
You're not
some people
at the chat room?
Monitor the chat room, Maddie.
I'm looking at the chat room right now. You, Matt, you are a slacker.
Why?
Because you're not looking at the chat room.
But he's not on the air, that's what I was saying. Why, is he in the chat room?
He's in the chat room.
Okay, well, that's fine.
He's not even at bingo this week.
Bingo?
Trivia.
He called in from the bingo parlor last week.
Oh, no, he's Googling it.
Actually, if he's on Google, he's probably on Google Maps trying to locate my exact location here in Omaha.
Exactly.
to make sure they got the map right.
Oh, okay. Oh, well, anyway, I guess we were really supposed to be calling in to share our Thanksgiving love or something and family tradition.
Nothing ever goes as planned on this show.
Whatever you're thankful about.
You can pretty much do whatever you want.
Oh, okay, because I was going to be thankful for the libations that flow freely, because if we didn't have them, I'd have to kill the people that I spent Thanksgiving with.
I second that, girl.
So, amen. Amen to the alcohol.
Hey, Ina, you're thankful.
Hey, wait, are you using my real name?
Oh, I'm
Don't
sorry.
Oh, you blew my cover.
Are you thankful?
So everyone, Desert, everyone's too drunk to remember. Don't worry.
Oh, thank God.
Nobody's listening. Okay.
I mean, it says Desert Rat right there in the chat room. I wasn't going to, like, just come in here and, you know, see who I really was.
Oh, do that again,
Ooh.
Please.
What?
Do that again.
Do that again.
Oh, God.
Say it like that, Maddie.
Exactly like that.
Just like that. Only lower.
And with your big foam finger.
With my big foam finger. That's right, the puffy one.
Okay. Well, I guess
you know, the satellite on top of the satellite truck is pointed straight up now.
The aluminum foil just blew clear off.
I'll hang up so I can listen to the rest of your show. Because I can't listen to it and listen to it simultaneously. I discovered there's like quite a lag. That's kind of weird.
There is. There's a lag.
Yeah. Oh, we have 33 minutes remaining.
I hear that all the time, too.
Okay, on with the Thanksgiving extravaganza. Ooh.
Oh, Desert, you're adorable.
Oh, wait, thank you.
I like you.
Oh, I like you too. Oh, it's the I'm a Stupid Love Fest.
I'm thankful
oh, yeah, baby.
For Desert.
Oh, no. You just go ahead and go at it. And Jay and I will just step aside.
Carry on with Desert. Carry on with your
Desert,
show.
Desert, do you want to have a pillow fight?
Okay, I'm back in the chat room. Let's go have a pillow fight there. You guys just, you know, carry on. I'm going to hang up now because I can't, like, type and drink my champagne and, you know, whatever at the same time. I'm going to go do some, like, science stuff now, you know. Okay, bye-bye.
Thanks
bye,
for calling.
Desert.
You're welcome.
I'm still here. You never get rid of me.
Yeah, anyway, that was Rat, people.
But we don't want to get rid of you, Diane.
Is Cassette there in the basement broadcast booth?
No. Cosette and Lucy are both upstairs on their little beds, sleeping.
They're too young for this.
Oh, yeah. They had a big night. Got really excited when everybody got here. They've run out of energy. They had to go lie down and go to sleep.
Did they run around in circles around everyone to show them how much they love them?
They were sprinting back and forth in the foyer
there
in the hallway, and Lucy took off running and she spun around and was going to go the other way and Cosette was coming and they ran right into each other.
I love that. They just show you right out how happy they are to see you.
Oh, they were happy.
Well, Maddie's been known to do that, too.
I'm sure he does.
I'm very good. I'm very well maintained.
I am thankful for you guys, though. I really am.
Oh, that's sweet.
Yeah, you guys are cool.
Well, I'll tell you what, Diane.
I'm so happy to not be driving anymore.
Well, I'm the same way.
I drove so far for so little.
But you know what?
What?
You know what, Diane?
What, baby?
Matt loves Thanksgiving so much that he wrote a song for Thanksgiving.
I did.
Is he going to sing it live?
Well, almost live.
It's live on tape.
Cool.
Live on tape.
Live on digital recording.
And we're going to do that right now, Jay.
Okay.
Well, Thanksgiving is the day when my folks come round to stay to eat my food and drink my booze and pass the time away. It's a solemn day, or so it should be. But it's like hanging out with the Manson family. Well, Uncle Ed is drunk again, and Grandma's passed out on the couch. Aunt Louise and Cousin Timmy are kissing on the mouth. It's a solemn day, so pass me the rose. I want to feel numb from my head to my toes. Well, the turkey's undercooked, 'cause I left the parch bag up the sass. And now the place smells like rotten giblets and awful toxic gas. It's a solemn day, so please bow your heads and say a prayer for me to be dead. Now the day is done, I surely want to slip my wrists, but Christmas is just days away, and that I can't resist. For we'll meet again at somebody's else's door. Yeah, we'll meet again at someone else's door, and I'll get really drunk and take a shit on the floor.
And there you have it.
That was fantastic.
It's such a heartwarming song.
It is.
That was Dean Martin and Bobby Darin and Tony Bennett and Blue Eyes all combined into a beautiful melodic mush of bag wine.
Or cacophony.
Cacophony. Oh, I love it when you're articulate.
I have my moments.
You have a nice voice, Maddie.
Well, thank you.
You do, you have a nice voice.
Well, thanks.
Such a multifaceted gentleman.
I am.
I don't know about the gentleman part.
Well, I was using it loosely.
That's a good point, Jay.
I was using it loosely, Jay, trust me.
So what have you got planned for Thanksgiving, Diane?
Not much, actually. It's I'm going to go in the morning like I usually do and bring a couple of trays of baked ziti and a couple of trays of meatballs to my boys at the VFW. I've been doing that since I moved here.
I did know Christopher Columbus had a buckle hat on his head.
Huh?
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No. I usually bring them some food in the morning, and because a lot of them end up there during the day either because their family's too far away, or, you know, what, they desert their family. They've been through a war, but God damn, they refuse to sit down at a table with their in-laws. So,
well, that's why they fought the war, so they wouldn't have to do that crap.
There you go. Because when you're a veteran, you can say, well, you know what, I'm just not doing this. And they're just not enough people really pay much attention. So, and there's some really great guys and some really incredible stories. And they're just sweethearts, so I usually cook some stuff for them. We normally have Thanksgiving here, but my brother and his daughters have tickets to the Jet game because the Jets are playing on Turkey Day. So since they're going to be at the Jet game, I'm not really sure what we're going to do, and it would probably involve my daughter-in-law's family. So,
oh, boy.
Yeah, well, you know, I hope the crack dealer is open Thanksgiving morning.
Well, just sit, just go find yourself a place to sit with a bottle of wine and...
Or
a couple
maybe
of
I'll
cans
just,
of Four Loko.
I'll just stay with my... Oh, yeah.
Hey, we have a caller.
I'm not caffeinated enough.
We have a caller again. 602?
Code word, Desert Rat. Don't give me away.
Desert, you're back.
No, I had to call back. I've been listening, and I had to say that the song was fantastic. I really liked it.
Yeah, it really is good.
Yeah, it was really good. And I also had to tell Jay that I always really like his horns in his picture.
Thank you.
Today I'm like, Norwegian. And I like, you know, the horns, there's like this inexplicable attraction to, you know, Viking, like, horn things. It's a Norwegian thing.
Yeah.
That's hot.
And I also wanted to share a Thanksgiving story.
Oh, by all means.
Oh, okay.
Am I, like, stepping on your plan here?
No, go ahead.
Oh, no.
Okay. So, it's like... I was newly married, and I was going to make, like, my first turkey solo ever. You know, mom's not around to help. Grandma's not around to help. I'm going to just, like, you know, do this. So I got my turkey, and I got it all out of the wrapper and everything, and I was pretty sure that the turkey was supposed to come with giblets. At least that's how I kind of remembered things in a vague sort of hazy way, that there were giblets, and the giblets needed to have something happen to them. And then you put them in the stuffing. Well, I, you know, fished around in the body cavity and no giblets. And I thought, wow, I got ripped off. Where's, like, the gizzard and stuff? So I just gave up, and I put it in this little bacon bag and cooked that puppy up. And by golly, if I didn't take it out of the oven and the giblets fell right out of its butt into the baking pan. I had no idea they were there. So I felt pretty, you know, silly about the whole thing. But the end of the story and the upside is I did have my giblets after all, and they were already cooked and everything, so I could totally make my stuffing. There, my heartwarming Thanksgiving tale. That's pretty good.
Oh, my God.
Well, there was a time that my friend Brian laced up his turkey, and he had so much leftover string he didn't know what to do with it, so he just, like, kept wrapping it around and around the turkey, and he called it Turkey in Bondage.
Cool.
Okay, maybe I should go now.
Tell us more.
Yeah, exactly.
Bondage turkey now. That's
pretty
hot.
Well, yeah. Forever after, we get invited to his Christmas party that were formerly known as Turkey in Bondage.
Hey, Rat.
Yeah?
Do you have a story where you accidentally scalloped corn?
I accidentally scalloped a corn?
Oh, my.
What are you talking about?
Oh,
wait,
Desert,
is this some illusion
so
that I'm not getting?
Obscure.
What?
Maddie is so obscure.
You're making fun of me. This is my turkey story. Oh, man. Well, no, but I did trim my
sure,
I did trim my toenails today.
You did?
I did.
Because that's hot.
Trimming my toenails?
Yes.
Yeah, but can... Well, yeah, okay. I think I need more champagne now.
I was trimming my toenails once, and one of them flew across the room and hit the cat in his eye. And I felt really bad about it. Cats hold grudges for a really long time.
Oh, yeah. They'll totally give you, like, pissy tail and stuff, too.
He sees Clippers coming, and he's gone.
Yeah, mine sees Q-tips coming, and he runs. He's got some ugly funky ear thing.
What did you do to a cat with Q-tips?
Cleaned his ear.
Oh, okay.
What else could you do with your tip, Diane? I want to know.
You know, something's wrong when I'm the mature one here, and I'm asking who's banging pots.
Wait, I see here that Mike in the chat room says, I listened. I have earplugs. Hmm? Ooh, that's harsh, Mike.
He's a nut.
Okay, well, that was it. It sounded funnier in my head.
No, it was funny.
Sure. Great.
It was great. Funny.
Peyote always sounds funny in your head.
It's not peyote. It's champagne. And come on, I'm only halfway through the bottle.
Sorry.
I can't believe it.
Excuse me.
Okay, I'm going to go back and, like, listen in delayed time now.
Okay.
So you'll get
you
to
already
hear yourself
are.
A little.
When you go back quickly, you can hear yourself.
Yeah.
Oh, hey.
If you go right back, you can hear yourself. Well, you'll mostly hear me telling you that you can hear you.
Okay, I'm going to say hi to myself, then I'm going to hang up. Hi, me.
And there you go.
There you
let's
go.
Let's all wait for her in the chat room to say hi to herself.
That might be a lot of dead air.
She types really fast.
What we can do is we have the live feed back to the satellite truck, and we can see what Poncho is doing in the truck.
That'd be great.
Well, looks like he's having fun.
He's
drinking. Are you bringing booze out to Poncho?
He brings his own. Brings it in from the old country.
I thought maybe you were bringing it to him from the basement bar.
No. And I don't want anybody to worry about Poncho. He doesn't mind sleeping in the satellite truck. He's used to it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God.
Oh. Desert herd herself. I just had to share that.
What's that?
Desert. She herd herself.
She does that a lot.
All right. I'm going to go so that you guys can... Mike should call in now. Since
yeah,
the type
Mike
is
should.
Low. But happy Thanksgiving, everyone.
Oh, you
happy
too,
Thanksgiving
Diane.
To you too, babe.
Love
and happy
to all
first
Thanksgiving.
This is Hope's second Thanksgiving, actually, right?
Yeah, this is. I mean, this year's holidays are going to be more fun because she like gets it and stuff, and
yeah,
and she's already you know she is interested in. Santa and you know, and she's talking a bit more, and so this is going to be the really cool one where you get to like really watch her experience. I'm really looking forward to Christmas morning.
Diane.
Yes, honey.
Well, let me ask you this. You know, okay. Now that Hope is older, are you going to take more pictures of her? why I was just
Why,
asking.
Yes, I am.
Okay.
But, you know, she'll only have to sit at the kids' table for another 12 years, though, right?
And, well, I don't know. I've been sitting at the kids' table for 55 years. No one's excused me yet. But the kids like me.
I'm sure they do.
Yeah, I'm entertaining, and I slip a little something into their cranberry juice. And,
probably
you know, by 8 p.m., we're all happy. I'm going to start emailing you pictures of hope, Maddie. I'm going to email you the hope picture of the day.
Okay, I can't wait.
And we have another caller.
Oh, we do.
Okay, good night,
Mike.
Guys. I love you.
Hello.
Good night, Diane.
Goodbye, Diane.
Bye, honey.
Is this Mike?
Yes,
Mike.
It is.
Mike, what are you doing?
I still haven't got that $10 yet.
It's coming in the mail, Mike.
You're not getting your picture back until I get it.
I don't want my picture back.
I notice it's still missing.
He sent it by way of Mexico City. It'll take a while to get there. The cheapest route.
I think if you send copper down to Mexico. Huh? What?
What are you doing?
Well, the $10 is currently in a saddlebag on a donkey, wandering across the Mexican countryside.
You're cracking me up tonight, Mike.
I still want to know why Jay went north for the winter.
Only for the week, and it is cold here too.
I bet.
Just point that. I mean, it's not nippy. It's not chilly. It is Midwestern cold.
God. Nebraska gets snow when nobody else does.
Oh. And it's just completely wide open. So there's nothing to stop the wind.
I wasn't going to talk about this, but I'll do it now. Because about 2 weeks ago, Jay on Twitter said, "Oh, it's chilly this morning." To which I said, "Are you a 75-year-old man?"
As I get older, I find that it's more difficult to get warm.
He's in good shape for 75.
What's that?
He's in good shape for 75.
Well, I am. Unfortunately, I'm not in good shape for 42.
Well.
Hey, let's see what Pancho's doing in the truck. Still having a good time. Listening to Serena.
Okay.
What if he's got a little strobe lights going in there, like a disco?
35 in Nebraska. I'm checking the weather.
35 degrees in Omaha.
Flood warning coming, hazardous weather outlook. How many more days you staying?
I'm staying until Friday. Apparently it's going to snow every day this week.
You just think you're
coming. Well, Jay, if you want to know what it's going to do, you just ask Mike.
Mike, just send me an email every, like, 2 hours for the weather update.
It's almost there.
It's nearly freezing. It's nearly freezing. Watch the road.
You know, when I lived in San Antonio, it got down into the upper 20s one day, and it had been raining in the afternoon, and they broke breaking news and there's a guy standing on the sidewalk downtown, and he's holding up a thermometer, and he says, or a thermostat, and he says, it's 31.5 degrees, and they look at the ground to see if it would freeze instantly. And they were like total panic mode. They were telling people, check on old people, bring your pets inside, they'll all die.
Yeah, they will freeze on the spot. You know what the sad thing is? Just to get ratings, that's what TV stations here do now. And it's 32 or less every day. It's going to be 28 degrees tomorrow. You need to know what to protect yourself.
Oh, yeah. Well, where I'm from, or down there around Redneckville, it's all about the tornadoes in the spring. It's, you know, every 10 minutes they run the little, you know, get your storm guide and you know, get your map out. Know where everything is. Monitor the skies.
Boy, do you get the ice storms that come through there?
Yeah.
I know. I got a cousin who lives in Scott, Arkansas.
Never heard of it.
Outside of Little Rock.
Okay.
And that's pretty bad.
We get both snow and ice, but we tend to get a little more ice where I'm at.
Yeah, I think I remember the ice storm in Texas. Maybe it was Dallas, not San Antonio. It made
it could have been. I remember that great Dallas ice storm of 79.
Yeah. I got pictures.
Of course you do.
I've been trying to sell them back to them for 20 years.
Oh, my God.
They don't want their pictures either.
Okay, so no bingo tonight, huh, Mike?
No. Nothing like that. It's habitat. That's what I did today. That's what I'm doing tomorrow. I get a good bet here pretty soon.
Doing good deeds.
I have to get up at 6 o'clock in the freaking morning.
And why is that?
To get the habitat by 7:30.
Mm-hmm.
Good deeds are painful.
I know.
Hey, Desert Rat wants to know, says that she thought we were going to talk about football.
Football
in the chat room. We do have a showcase game of the week.
Yes, we do.
Do we not? And it's a big one.
Yes, we do. And why don't
it is a big one. Okay.
Why don't you get into that there, Jay?
I think I will. Our showcase game of the week is Abraham Lincoln High in San Jose versus the San Jose Academy. Thanksgiving Day.
You know what I like about this? Because what I like about this is you research these games and you go through all these games. And what I like about it is that you went out and picked the high school game.
Exactly. Well, I had to pick the high school game because when I was looking for games that were being played on Thanksgiving, I found that it was a traditional game between two big high schools and that they played for the Big Bone. And it's known as the Big Bone game. The Big Bone, that's the trophy. It is a femur from a cow. And they call it the Big Bone game.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that Abraham Lincoln High School has won 12 in a row. I look for them to make it 13 in a row. I think they'll make it 13 in a row. I think they'll lick San Jose this week. Because it's going to be San Jose's going to put up some stiff competition. There's going to be a lot of I think that, you know, Abraham Lincoln he's got that little passing game where he just, you know, he kind of probes the defense and then finally thrusts up the middle. And well, so I think that I think the and I guess we haven't really looked it up, but we decided that Abraham Lincoln High School's their mascots, the Emancipators, right?
Yes.
Abraham Lincoln High Emancipators.
You're right, Dan.
You just had to go through the whole litany of jokes, didn't you?
I was on a roll.
Were you following the chat room? The girls were following you.
Oh, my God.
Well,
oh,
Diane's
no,
afraid
Jay
that...
couldn't stop. He had to go and just do every bone joke that we had.
You didn't have any bone jokes?
Well, I did, but you used them all.
That's how creative we are, is that we have the same bone jokes.
Well,
Diane's afraid that there won't be enough, that the offenses won't get enough penetration. That's something they'll have to
worry about. Oh, fuck, I was good. Oh, shit, I'm sorry.
God damn it.
I used every word.
I was going to
use 15
seconds to hit the button.
Oh, my God. Okay. Now I've been scored by you and Diane, so.
You don't have any more dick jokes?
Well, I just hope the news of San Jose's fuck it. It's too late now.
Well, we got 2 minutes.
Yeah, I know.
2 minutes remaining in the show. So I guess it'd be time to do a couple of shout outs. If I had any.
By all means, go ahead.
Well, actually, I believe that Annie and Burl are having a show tomorrow night. They haven't
really
had one in a while.
Okay, very good.
So Saturday night, it'd be at 10 p.m. Eastern, Annie and Burl Live. And I do believe, I don't know for sure if Dr. Anonymous is having a show Saturday night, but if he is, it'll be right before Annie and Burl's, probably at 9 Eastern. And that would, of course, if it's Saturday, that means he'll be on there with Warrior Cat.
Wow. Yeah.
And that's it, because there is no music on the couch for the next 2 weeks. So.
Thank God.
Oh, but we do have a shout-out to... Today is Larry King's 478th birthday.
And what I do like about Larry King is he was there for the first Thanksgiving.
That he was. In fact, it was his idea. It was his idea. After they had the feast, it was his idea to go and slaughter all the Indians.
I think he was on his third wife by then, too.
So, okay. I think that's it.
I think you're right.
I think we're done. Thanks for the Diane and Desert Rat for calling in.
Oh, Desert Rat.
How many people can call in? There's only four people here. Everybody should call in. We should just keep going.
Well, I think it's a total of 5 lines. I don't know if we get any extra if people try to call.
Oh, and you
but the closing
count.
Music. Well, I have to switch over here. And so live stream is about over. Good night, everybody. Thanks for listening.
Off to the chat room.